Welcome to the short overview of Analytics in Azure API Management. This functionality allows you to check on the operational health and usage level of your API. By clicking on the Analytics tab in the Publisher portal, we first land in the At a Glance section. Here, we can quickly see how much the APIs are being used by looking at the call volume and bandwidth data, determining if the backends are operating properly by looking at the rate of errors versus successful calls, verify that the API is performant by looking at the response time, and we can also get a list of top developers, top products, top APIs and operations. Now, let's drill down into how our API is being used. On the Usage tab, we can filter the calls and bandwidth data by selecting a date range, an API, operation or product. So for example, let's see how the starter product is doing. You can see that there is a gap in the calls for a period of time here. It's also possible to drill down in the graph and see only the data for a period of time. Moreover, we can look at different geographies and see how many calls we're receiving from these geographies. This is also true for bandwidth. And we can further drill down to see more details. Now, speaking of products, if we wanted to compare their performance, the Activity tab is more useful. Here we see a table of data for all the products, while we still have the usual filtering controls. We could, for example, see if we are successfully converting developers from an entry-level product to a premium product. We would expect that the calls for the premium product would be higher in such a case. Further down, we can understand which APIs and operations are driving the most traffic. Based on this, we could focus our future work on the most used APIs, or we could bundle the less used ones with the more used ones in a product so that we can promote their usage. Now, from the operational side of things, the Health tab is really valuable. First, to verify that our backend is working properly, we can check what proportion of the calls result in successful error calls versus failure error calls. We can also inspect the performance of our APIs. If you're using cache, we can see how effective it is by looking at the ratio of hits versus misses. We can also look at the response time of our API and see if it is within reasonable limits. It's worth looking at how this is distributed by geographical region to try to identify regions that potentially have slow access. The service response time is useful for checking how our backend is performing and to see if that is the reason why access is slow. It's worth noting that back on the Activity tab, we can also look at the list of operations under an API and sort by response time to identify the ones that take the most time and which need the most performance improvement effort. So, with just a few clicks, Azure API Management can show you how much usage your APIs are getting and what drives traffic to them. Also, you can ensure that all users are receiving high quality of service. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions or feedback, do not hesitate to contact me or the team. Until next time.